Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz issues legal notice urging investigation into COVID-19 research origins and vaccine technologies. Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, a Harvard-trained researcher and editor-in-chief of Medical Veritas International, Inc., has issued a legal notice urging an investigation into the origins of COVID-19 and vaccine technologies. The notice, addressed to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., NIH Director Dr. J. Bhattacharya, and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, raises concerns about international gain-of-function research collaborations. It specifically mentions individuals like Dr. Ralph Baric, UNC, Dr. Charles Lieber, Harvard, and Dr. Anthony Fauci for review. Dr. Horowitz questions the use of novel nanotechnologies in vaccine delivery, citing potential health risks. The notice also criticizes the U.S. government's oversight of biological research safety. Dr. Horowitz emphasizes the need for transparency and evidence-based discussions on COVID-19 origins and response technologies. One of the first female board-certified truck accident attorneys to speak at Winning Truck Wreck Cases Seminar, Christy Crow Childers, one of the first female board-certified truck accident attorneys in the U.S., will be sharing her strategies at the Winning Truck Wreck Cases Seminar. She'll focus on a new damages model she developed to help judges, jurors, and clients understand less tangible damages. The event, hosted by David W. Craig and Scott A. Faultless, will take place on August 4, 2025, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Noblesville, Indianapolis Conference Center. Childers will discuss Damages House, a model that uses storytelling and visualization to create powerful testimonies. She is also a co-founder of Sisterhood of the Eight, a nonprofit supporting women in trial law and the transportation industry. This seminar aims to help women achieve eight-figure verdicts and promote safer roads. Craig, Kelly, and Faultless, the organizers, are top 100 Indiana trial lawyers known for their expertise in truck accident law.
Mainly Mozart announces Joel Anderson as its inaugural artist in residence. Mainly Mozart, in collaboration with the Art of Autism, is excited to announce Joel Anderson as its inaugural Mainly Mozart artist in residence. Anderson, a Fallbrook-based artist diagnosed with autism at age 3, has showcased his work globally. His art will be featured at a kickoff exhibit at the Union Hall Gallery in Golden Hill on June 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Anderson's dynamic, composer-inspired works will be a highlight at the Mainly Mozart All-Star Orchestra Festival, running June 18 to 28 at the Conrad Priebus Performing Arts Center and UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. His visually striking depictions of legendary composers will also be incorporated into the festival's branding, with proceeds benefiting the Mainly Mozart Youth Orchestra and the Art of Autism. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.